It sure is a blessing to be in God's house this morning. Thank God for the privilege of being here and everyone who's able to be here. We've got so many folks that are out sick, and that includes my wife this morning. But I'm glad to be here and glad of all of you here, and glad to have Sister Kelly with her mom Janice here this morning. Such a blessing. Sister Janice hadn't been able to come for a while, but it just blessed me when I saw them coming in, and what a thrill. And it's good to see everybody that's here this morning. We thank God for you. Glad you've come. If you haven't been able to be here for a while, we're glad you're back. Whatever the reason, if you've been sick or away or whatever, we're glad you're here this morning. And I got in on part of Sunday school. I stayed with Linda as long as I could, but when I came in and got in on the last part of Sunday school, I got a blessing out of the part I heard. It was special to me. And so I want to read a scripture from the second chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, verses 1 and 2 and 3. It reads like this. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. And so God has directions for us. And I've had lots of times in my life I didn't know which way to go. And it's like I was going in circles. And God would tell me. When I got in touch with God and I talked to him, he gave me the directions I needed. He's got everything all of us need this morning. Let's all stand for just a moment of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for letting us be here this morning. Thank you, God, for each one that's come. God, we just appreciate your blessings and your mercy and your grace. We pray, God, for this service, just to bless everything. God, bless the choir singing. Bless if there's preaching, special singing, whatever. God, just bless it all. Help us to get ourselves out of the way and get in the center of your will. Do what you'd have us to do. And God, I pray that your powerful spirit would speak to people's hearts this morning. And God, that people would follow you and obey what you ask us to do. We ask these things and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 2.
Just
Page 17.
I was healing one day.
I was healing.
Thank you. It's good to be here this morning. Appreciate that good choir singing. You bear with me. I don't really have much of a voice. I'm getting it back. I lost it. Terry asked us to open up, and I felt something stir in my heart, and God told me that's something I had to do this morning. So you just pray for me. I'm really appreciative of those songs. I really love that song, "That Old Story Will Never Grow Old." That last verse says that story is old, but it's still blessing me. I'm thankful this morning that we don't have to wait till Easter to thank God for dying for us. I'm glad we don't have to wait till Easter to thank God that He rose on the third day. I'm thankful that one of these days, Taylor, I'm going to praise His name for all eternity. I'm thankful this morning that I can say I'm a child of God. It's good to be here. If you can't feel the Lord moving this morning, you need to check where you're at, because God's here and He's doing something special. I'm thankful to be here. We'll ask at this time if everyone will. Please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has a unspoken prayer request. Lots to pray for. We'll ask if anyone has a spoken prayer request this morning. Yeah. Just remember Irene Golden. Yeah. Yeah, just keep praying for Corey. He's home and doing better, but good. Keep praying for him. Just remember that.
My sister Beverly's in the hospital.
Just remember Brother Carl's sister. Sister Kay's brother. Amen. Yeah, just really remember that. Appreciate that. Remember that. Keep praying for Lisa. To really remember our pastor this morning and really pray for this service. That's my heart's desire. I'd really like to see someone get saved this morning. Anybody else have anything before we go to the Lord in prayer? Yeah, let's remember Bob and Deb Jordan.
To Kentucky next week.
Help her, God. Church, I really felt the Lord in that. Let's really remember that. Anybody else at all this morning before we go to the Lord in prayer?
Jeremy, remember Continental
Revival. Amen. Yep. Keep praying for Continental. Amen. If nobody else has anything, we're going to ask Dave Jordan to lead us in prayer.
Show them their need of Jesus, state all their lives and come to you while they got time and opportunity for it. We know, God, that time's swiftly passing, it's running out, and one day Jesus is going to come and take us home, and their opportunity will be passed. And I pray, my God, that they take advantage of the opportunity while they've got it. And Lord, I pray that you just bless in every effort. Bless our preaching brother, God. Lift him up in your power, that he be able to expound your gospel and to reach every heart. And Lord, just let your holy will be done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Thankful for that sweet hour of prayer this morning. I love to, when I get done praying, to sit back and listen to people like Uncle Bill and Carl pray. That really blesses me time and time again. It's good to be here this morning. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord. He gives you anything, whether it's to testify or sing a song, whether you've sang 100 times in the church house or you've never sang or testified at all. It's important you follow the Lord. I like what Terry says, plus nothing, minus nothing. Yeah.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Yeah.
And praise God for that. But I'm thankful that Christ came from that glory to this suffering for us.
Yeah.
He came from a place of perfection and had to put on a robe of flesh. And I'm thankful that he came and suffered and died for us.
Amen. I love that song. It says, he suffered it all because he loved me. I appreciate that. Anybody else this morning? Not in a hurry, but I don't have anything else on my heart, so I'm going to turn it back over to my pastor.
Amen. It's good to be in God's house. Good to see everybody that's here. Appreciate everybody's come. Thank God he let us come. Thank God for the spirit I felt already. Let me ask again if anybody's got a song, just in case. If you've got a song on your heart you feel like singing, Jeremy gave you plenty of time, but I just felt like asking again. not you be much in prayer. And I know we've been praying, and it's been requested and been talked about seeing somebody get saved. And I'd like to see somebody get saved this morning. And have a couple places I'd like to read. I'd like to start out back in the book of Leviticus, third book in the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. I want to read a couple of verses from chapter 1, and then I want to read a couple of verses from the book of Hebrews. And that'll be from the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews and starting at verse 11. But back here in the book of Leviticus, and I'll say this before I read, you Bible readers are aware of this. Back under the law, there were animals that were sacrificed, and then they'd take the blood of those animals, and this was part of Sunday school lesson. Blaine taught this in Sunday school. The priest would take the blood of the animal that was sacrificed, take it and put it on the altar in the holy place, and it represented Jesus coming. That was doing God's will back then and following what God had told him to do. But the offerings back there, the blood of bulls and goats, didn't take away anybody's sin. But it was pointing toward the one that was going to come, that his shed blood would wash away our sin. And so keep that in mind. Here in the first chapter of the book of Leviticus, again, I want to read verse 2 and then verse 11. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. In verse 11, and he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. So keep that in mind, and then go with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 11. As Paul writes to the people, the Hebrew people, he explains some things, and this is connected with what I read in Leviticus. For the body, verse 11, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. And so that's the scripture I need to read to start with. Might read some more later, I'm not sure. But I want to use a subject like this. Turn to the cross, or I could say turn to Calvary, same meaning. And then I want to say return to the cross. So turn to the cross and return to the cross. Well, preacher, what do you mean? Well, let me explain it. You can only get saved one time. I went to the cross, and I trusted Jesus. I believed what he'd done, that God had given his son. Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. I believe that with my whole heart, and God helped me believe that. God will help you believe it. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God wants you to believe, and God gives you enough faith to believe. If you'll just exercise it, you can believe, and then God will take his grace, and he'll wash your sins away by the blood of the Lamb. Well, praise God. Well, what about returning? Well, many times in my life, day by day, now, if I get headed down the wrong path or on the wrong trail and I get my mind off on the wrong thing, I need to humble my heart and pray. I need to return to the cross. Now, I want you to really, really pray today. Now, I'd like to see somebody get saved. I'd like to see somebody that is saved, that if you're not on track where you need to be, I'd like to see make a return to the cross. And now that, where I read to you a little earlier, let me go back to that. When I opened up this morning, back here in the scripture, when it says, when we turned and took our journey through the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake to me, and we had compassed Mount Seir many days. These folks, they'd turned on their own. But God said, he said, you've compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. Now, I want you to know, sometimes in life, I've made the wrong turn. Sometimes I've been compassing a mountain that I didn't need to be compassing. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, when you compass a mountain, you'd be going around the mountain. You'd be compassing it.
I've been in my life, I've had times when I've been going in circles. I'd be wrestling with things. I'd be taking things and trying to deal with things, and I just wouldn't be getting anywhere. But when I humbled my heart and talked to God, He told me the direction to go. He said, turn you northward. Let's go back in the scripture. One time, Abraham took his son Isaac. God had told him, said, take your son up on Mount Moriah and offer your son to me. Well, Abraham took him up there, and I can see Isaac. He said, Father, he said, we've got the fire. He said, we've got the wood, but where's the sacrifice? I'm glad Abraham said, God will provide Himself a burnt offering. When they got up on top of the Mount Moriah there, and Abraham was getting ready to slay his son, God sent the angel to stay his hand and said, do him no harm. Well, then what does the Bible say? It said Abraham turned around, and he looked behind him, and he saw a ram caught in the thicket. Sometimes we need to be willing to make a turn to see what God's got for us. I want you to know God will turn you around, but He won't force you to turn around. He'll tell you which way to turn. Do you want to have God in your life? Turn toward Him. Turn northward. Kind of interesting to me that He said, turn ye northward. And the scripture that I already read back here in Leviticus said, when you kill this animal, kill it on the northward side of the altar toward the Lord. It kindly amazed me when I was thinking about this, and I remembered being over in Israel and Calvary, Golgotha. It's geographically, it's on the north side of town, and where Jesus said over here, He had to suffer without the gate. My friend, Calvary is outside the gate. Listen, where He said over here, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. I'm telling you what, we need, and it says here, let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. That's a continual thing. You just get saved once, but we need to keep going back to Calvary time after time after time and turn ye northward. Calvary was outside the gate. It was north of town. Praise God! I got to Calvary when I was a 12-year-old boy. If you want to get to Calvary, you can. This, and somebody might say, I don't quite understand this north and this killing of these animals. If you don't understand it, that's okay. It's interesting thoughts in it, and I hope I can explain it simple enough. But even if you didn't understand it, as simple as I'm able to explain it, know this one thing. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, what's that mean, preacher? It means God gave His Son to die on the cross, and Jesus willingly agreed to die on the cross. God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, this is so interesting and amazing. They had agreed together before God ever made the world and before God ever made mankind. They had agreed together that Jesus was going to come and be the sacrifice for all humanity. Now, die on the cross. And so, praise God, I'm glad today to be in the house of God. Well, let me tell you what. There's another scripture that I want to give to you here. This is in the book of Colossians. This is in the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. He talks about we've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. We need to be renewed day by day. You just get saved once, but we need to keep getting renewed and renewed and renewed. How do we do it? We look toward Him that died for us. Look toward the cross. And so today, my friend, turn ye northward. Listen. Obey the Lord. Believe what Jesus did and trust in Him. If you're here today and you've been saved, live for the Lord. Take it one step at a time. If you've been saved, you need to share that. You know, I preached a couple of weeks ago, get redeemed and then say so, then tell it. We need to let folks around us know we've been redeemed. We've been born again. How do we do that? We look toward the cross. I'm telling you, when I got saved, I said, I can't tell it. I'm too shy. But I'm telling you, my heart was pounding, and I knew God wanted me to tell it. And God gave me the ability to share it with the church. and then I got baptized. Now, baptizing in water doesn't have anything to do with saving your soul, but it's a testimony that you've been saved. And when I got baptized, that's still a special blessing to me. I got baptized out in an old stone quarry. It was just as precious to me as getting baptized in a baptistry. Doesn't matter where it's at. When you get immersed in the water, it represents death, burial, and resurrection. It means that you've been born again. You've been redeemed. You've been saved by the grace of God. And so I turn you northward. Look to Calvary. Turn towards Calvary and then return to Calvary this morning. I believe that's probably enough preaching. Go ahead and get you a song ready. Don't need to preach long this morning. Don't feel like it. But I want you to know we've got a God that's able to help us. He's here willing to help us. But we need to be willing to be helped. We need to be willing to move. We need to be willing to get in. If you're here today and you need to get saved, come, turn toward Calvary. Trust in the Lord and get saved. If you're here today and you've been saved, if you need to move up, move up. If you need to rededicate your life, rededicate your life. If you need to join the church, join the church. If you need to let the world know that you've got saved, then do that. We want to ask you to come while we sing this morning. Please obey the Lord. I'm going to stand right down here in front. Please obey the Lord. Please obey him this morning. Obey the Lord. Let God have his way in your life. Would you come today? Obey the Lord. Don't be ashamed of the altar. Trust God. Let God help you this morning. Turn toward Calvary and then return to Calvary. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Oh, somebody needs to do something this morning. Let God help you do it. Everything God wants you to do, He will help you do. That's the kind of God we have. That's the God we serve. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. In just a minute, we're going to have them sing another song. I just, in my heart, I have such a burden. I have a joyous burden. Well, how can a burden be joyous? When God gives you a burden, there's a joy to having the burden, especially in the hope and the belief that God's going to answer the prayer to satisfy that burden. Well, how does that happen? Well, if I'm praying for somebody that's lost, I'm wanting to see them get saved. I'm glad God gave me a burden to pray for them. But then the real joy comes when they come and they get saved. If I have a burden for somebody that needs to rededicate their life, same thing. If I have a burden for somebody that needs to join the church, that needs to even just tell, I've been born again, I've been redeemed, I've been saved. There's a joy in that. Every step we make toward the Lord and towards turning towards Calvary, I praise God. When we do that, God blesses us, He helps us, and He helps those around us. See, we're in this together. And so I want when we sing this next song, I want to ask you to do this. If you're here and you've been redeemed, if you've been saved, and you haven't really shared it with the whole world, I'd like to ask you to come forward this morning and share that. If you're lost and you're needing to get saved, I want you to come and let us pray with you. If you're here and you're not in fellowship with God like you should be, come and we'll pray and we'll get that fixed up. And if you're here today and you'd like to tell your story, if you'd like to tell that you've been born again, if you don't feel like coming to the altar, if you're not physically able to come to the altar, if you just wave at me, I'll bring the microphone to you. While we sing and while we pray, obey the Lord. Obey the Lord this morning. Please come. Please come. Would there be one? Just obey the Lord. Let God bless you. Let God help you. Would you share what God's done for you to help somebody else get what you've got? Would you be willing to just tell that this morning? Obey the Lord. Please, God. Obey the Lord. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Somebody needs to do something. I've got a burden, and I know God gave me a burden for a reason. If you've got a burden and a zeal, you've got an impression to do something, do what God's give you this morning. Obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Would you do that? Please obey Him. Let God bless you real good this morning. Oh, we got a big God. He's powerful and wise. And He loves us so much. Would you turn northward? Turn toward Calvary. Turn to the north. Come home. Turn toward Jesus. That's good. And I've shared this a few times already, but when it said here, wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. We need to walk with Jesus. We need to be part of what Jesus is part of. We need to let it show in us, and we need to tell it and share it and let the world know. And Jesus said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Anyone have anything on your heart you want to say? Feel like come dollar, you can still come. If you just want to say something, you're welcome to say something. Anyone? I just hardly know what to do. My heart's just so burdened. Give us one more song. Please obey the Lord. If you need to come up here, come. If you need to do it from where you're at, you can. Amen. 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 Would you come? Just come toward the cross. Come toward Calvary. Turn toward Him. And if you need to return, return. Be renewed. Be lifted up. Be fired up. Be blessed. Obey the Lord. Have anything to say? All right, if not, be seated and we'll turn over to the announcements.
Some announcements for the Ladies of Faith Fellowship. That event is coming up really soon. It's on April 5th, and there are a couple announcements that are going to be made about that. In preparation for that, we are planning some cleaning to happen. Just like when you invite people over to your house, you want to make it as clean and beautiful as you can before they get there. We want to do some spring cleaning around here before we have this event. Linda, I think, had said before, we invited over 40 different churches to this event. We invited their ladies to come, and we are expecting a large group of women to show up here. So please, most of all, be in prayer for that. But if you are able and available on the 22nd of this month, we would like for you to come. That's a Saturday. And I am going to be here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. waiting and looking for help. There is a sign-up sheet for lots of jobs out on the foyer on the little podium thing. And if you can, anytime, come and do that. If you're a key holder, you can come whenever you want. If you need let in, I will be here that day. But if some other day works better for you and you're willing to do a job, I will meet you here and let you in, and I'll help you too. So if you can help us clean or tackle any of those jobs out there on the paper, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the t-shirt sales for that event are closed. However, we wanted to kind of put a deadline. I say deadline as in today. If you are coming to that event, please let me know by the end of today. However, if you decide you want to come the day before, let me know. We'll make sure that there's a place for you. So if you have a friend that you've been inviting, or you want to, you know, just put the pressure on, be like, hey, you coming or not, let me know. Send me a text, sign up back there. We need to let the caterer know, and all the people that are making food, and all the name tags, and all the stuff that goes into it. Please let me know if you will be there or not. Thank you.
I just want to remind everybody that the church skating party is going to be this Tuesday the 11th. That is at the Indian Lake Roll Arena. That'll be $2 a person at the door. And then also with all the sickness we have, we are not having youth group today. We will have youth group next Sunday.
I just have one. We got a letter from Providence on... It says, we've requested the presence of your ordained men on Saturday, March 15th, for the purpose of ordaining Brother Malachi Barnett as minister of the gospel. The service will begin at 6 p.m., and they're requesting the ordained men to be there at 5 p.m.
Appreciate all these announcements. Any other announcements? Anything to be said before we come to close? Fifth Saturday night here, service on the 29th. That's at 5 o'clock, isn't it? 5 o'clock, fifth Saturday night meeting. Remember that? And the ladies have been talking about the Ladies of Faith Fellowship. It's coming up the 5th of April, and a lot going on. We talked about it in the Brotherhood, and it was talked about in the business meeting, and we talked about taking up an offering to help them. This coming weekend, we can take that offering up, and that offering will go to help the ladies with their what all they need to do. They got a lot going on for that Ladies of Fellowship, with that many people coming. It's going to be a lot to do and a lot of expense, so just plan on next weekend that offering going to the Ladies of Fellowship. Okay. Anything else? Thank you for being here. Especially thank our visitors for being here, and so glad the folks that's been sick and not able to come, and different things. Glad you're here. Glad everybody's here. It's just a blessing to have you. And if you can, come back tonight at 6 o'clock. We have church, and of course Wednesday night 7 o'clock. Just glad to have everybody. And if nothing else, we'll ask those seated to stand. I'll ask Brother Kyle to pray dismiss.
Safe in your mighty strong Lord. We pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen.